Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, the Labor Department out with its February jobs report. A good one, better than anticipated. Joining us right now to break it down from Investopedia, Caleb Silver. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning. Good to be with you. And yeah, pretty strong. 311,000 jobs added last month. The unemployment rate ticking up to 3.6%. We were only expecting about 220,000 jobs. So still strong. Not as strong as it was in January, but very robust. We've added about 343,000 jobs a month on average for the past 6 months.
Which is pretty impressive considering that inflation continues to hang in there. A lot of aggressive rate hikes from the Fed. So this means that the economy is gaining steam. How does the Fed respond to this? How is the stock market going to respond today?
Well, stock futures are pointing to a higher open, which is kind of weird because they've been selling off all week. Investors have anticipated a strong jobs number and know that the Fed's going to remain aggressive to bring down inflation and cool the jobs market. Believe it or not, the Fed wants to cool this jobs market, bring the unemployment rate up closer to 4.5%, and cool down wage growth. Wages continue to rise, cooling a little bit, only 2 cents last month, but the Fed needs to do that in order to bring inflation down. That's one way of doing it, by raising interest rates. That slows hiring, should slow hiring, but it hasn't, and it does slow spending, and it really hasn't except for the housing market and the autos market.
It is such an unusual time, and a lot of the old adages in the economy are just not quite what they used to be, are they?
They're not, and the labor market's still out of balance. There's 10.8 million jobs still available, and that's about 1.9 per available worker. And where are they available? Leisure and hospitality. I'm talking about restaurants. I'm talking about hotels. Retail trade. Malls are adding people. Stores are adding people. Government is hiring people back, and healthcare continues to hire. So you still see the services part of the economy very robust, lots of hiring there and wage gains there. You're seeing a little softness in manufacturing and in IT and technology workers. But basically, the services part of the economy is still robust, and that is what seems to be the hot part right now.
Speaking of the economy, the president yesterday announced his budget proposal. It sounded more like a campaign speech than anything, talking about what he's accomplished thus far as president, but also tying it to what he wants to do, with regard to the budget. Any thoughts on what the president is prioritizing?
You said it. I mean, it does sound like exactly the platform he campaigned on, which is cutting the deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade, raising taxes to a 25% minimum tax for the richest Americans earning $400,000 or more, raising it up to 39% for billionaires, raising that corporate tax rate up to 28% from 21%. Remember, President Trump put it back there at the beginning of his term, and he wants to raise that and also allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices and cap insulin prices. So there's lots of taxes on the wealthy, taxes on corporations that he was calling for to bring down that deficit. None of that is going anywhere in the next 2 years. You better believe that.
All right. Very interesting. Caleb, always appreciate your analysis. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.